Get ready. Join.
You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino.
Thank you. That was the greatly talented Canadian saxophonist and composer, Kirk MacDonald, with his quartet on the 2011 tune Alicante, off his Pure and Simple album. And with that song leading things off on this hour of Neon Jazz, we are going to spend the next hour going over the story and music of the great Kirk MacDonald. As one of the finest saxophonists in Canada, he has been nominated for 4 Juno Awards, and in 1999 he won the Juno Award for the Best Mainstream Jazz Album. During a recent interview with Neon Jazz, this is what Kirk said about his first Juno win.
The first time I won a Juno, I thought was kind of a thrill, you know, and I was actually at the awards presentation, but missed receiving the award because they had this reception in front of it, and I ended up going to the award show a little late.
Music has always been Kirk's game, and during that recent interview that we had, this is what he told me about what he dreamed about when he was growing up.
A musician. There was never really any doubt about that. I actually started playing professionally quite young, you know, in what they would call basement bands, but except that we were all working, you know, and there were some kids in the neighborhood.
Kirk went on to cut his first record at the age of 13, and from that point on, he went on to work with most of the leading musicians in a variety of musical genres. To this day, he has performed on over 40 CDs as both a leader and a sideman, and he has participated in numerous national broadcast recordings for CBC Radio. And along with playing Canada quite a bit, he gigs in the States, France, Spain, Italy, Holland, Morocco, Australia, Korea, and on the list goes around the globe. And there's going to be much more to come about Kirk on this hour as we roll forward. Welcome to Neon Jazz. This is your jazz radio host, Joe Domino, coming to you from the town that gave the world Charlie Bird Parker, right here in Kansas City, Missouri, armed with the finest of the Kirk MacDonald catalog to give to your ears. This one off the 2013 CD Symmetry. Here he is with the tune Brazil-like.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Kirk McDonald from Toronto, Canada. You're listening to Neon Jazz with Joe Domino. Thank you.
That was Kirk with the 2014 tune Calendula off his CD Vista Obscura. So for over 25 years, Kirk has worked with cats like Claude Ranger, Dave Young, Sam Nato, Sammy Greenwich, Kenny Wheeler, Eddie Henderson, Harold Mayberm, Walter Bishop Jr., the great Pat LaBarbera, John Taylor, John Clayton, and Rosemary Clooney. He's a wonder to collaborate with, and he also has produced a large number of pieces for large ensembles by leading Canadian and American arrangers. So this is what Kirk had to say in a recent interview about what he's trying to do with his music voice.
So even in the early days, I mean, for me, it was always about just trying to find my own way with things. And, you know, along the way, composing became a big part of that for me.
And speaking of that large group bravado, here's Kirk with his jazz orchestra next on Neon Jazz with the 2014 tune, I See Your Face Before Me, off the CD Family Suite for Large Ensemble.
Thank you. This is George Garzon talking to Joe Domino, the home of Neon Jazz and Charlie Parker. Listen to this radio station.
That was Kirk joined by Andre White, Harold Mayburn, Neil Swainson, and the great Pat LaBarbera with the tune Vista Obscura. Kirk told me that when he was around 12 or 13, a teacher at his school opened up his library of vinyl to get him very interested in jazz. But there was one musician that really flipped that jazz light switch for him. And this is what he told me during our recent interview.
Charlie Parker, I think, was probably one of my first influences, and I think that was really the spark for me that got me interested in jazz music, was listening to Charlie Parker records when I was 12 and 13 years old, you know.
And again, here's Kirk with his jazz orchestra with the tune Dark Autumn, circa 2014.
Thank you.
From 2007, that was Kirk with the tune Sideways off his album New Beginnings. Over the course of his very long, rich music career, he has had over 100 performances of his compositions appear on 24 CDs. And it's always been the stage that has provided him comfort and a place to grow. In fact, during our recent interview, this is what Kirk had to say about what he's learned on the stage.
A lot of the learning that I've been able to do over my life has really been on the bandstand, you know. And, you know, one of the first people I started working with here in a jazz context was Dave Young.
With his quartet in 2014 off the CD Songbook Volume 1, here's Kirk leading the charge with the tune Goodbye Glenn as we begin our descent to say goodbye to you in this hour of Mr. McDonald. Again, that was the tune Goodbye Glenn with Kurt and his quartet. Along with the music, he has been an educator for almost 25 years at the college and university levels, leading jazz studies programs such as the University of Toronto and McGill University. These days, he is a full-time professor at Humber College in Toronto. So with all this music and honors in his rearview mirror, this is what Kurt told Neon Jazz about his enduring legacy.
I'm just trying to do my own thing, you know. I'd like to think that I've always approached the music with integrity, tried to be myself in the music. I'm definitely coming from an incredibly rich tradition. You know, very thankful for, you know, the legacy of the music that I've been able to grow up listening to and hopefully become a part of that.
And finally, from Kurt, here he is with his quartet with the 2014 tune Vonda Justina off his Songbook Volume 2 CD to close things out on the Kurt MacDonald Hour. And it's with that we thank you for tuning into a show featuring one of America's finest inventions, jazz. And thanks to my good friend, show engineer, and a cat known to be awfully prolific in his own right, the Neon Beats, Mr. John Christopher.
Jazz.
That's right. Like what you heard? Well, we can't hear you, so send us a line, send us a suggestion or two. We'd love to hear from you. NeonJazzKC@gmail.com. We would dig it the most. All right, until next time, enjoy the music, my friends.
Neon Jazz.